This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, in the age of Big Brother censorship, books are more important than ever. The left claims that Republicans and conservatives are banning books. No, we're just banning pornographic pedophile books to 7-year-olds and 8-year-olds and 10-year-olds. So get his book right now on Amazon.com, The War on Conservatives by Mark Dice. Get my book, The Great Awakening. They're both powerful books, and it keeps us on air. They're on your bookshelf forever. It's something they can't surveil you while you're reading it. Remember, old TV, you tuned into it, or radio. Now everything else is all surveilled, all watched. It's quite a world. So, Mark, us going back, me knowing you at least 19 years, how surreal is it to be alive now and to be living through what we predicted and then just finishing up with the point you just raised earlier in the last segment that look how we backed off the COVID. They tried to relaunch the COVID protocols, just like I predicted and our sources told us, but we backed it off. So as bad as things are, people are really waking up right now.
It's amazing. I mean, you know, you saw the New World Order, the patterns emerging years ago, the documents, and have been trying to warn about it, and that's why the Alex Jones was right meme was born. And, you know, same with me. I mean, I stumbled across your work back after I graduated college and saw a lot of the same patterns, learned a lot from you as well. And so it's vindicating to say, yeah, I mean, we knew this, we've been trying to warn about this, but it's also scary because some of the points are far worse than we even imagined. I mean, I don't think we even could have imagined what they were going to be doing in the schools and with the children. And we knew that, you know, kind of as the end times approached, that Christians were going to be persecuted. But nobody could have ever really imagined the abomination.
Yeah, we knew they were going to come after parental rights and children. We didn't know they'd try to cut their penises off.
And going back to some of the solutions, again, locally, the country as a whole is going to be in big, big trouble. And so, you know, we can elect local officials, we can get on the school boards. We've seen it happen during the COVID lockdowns and with some of the parents finally seeing, because of the remote learning, what it is these kids were being indoctrinated with. That was a big wake-up call as well. So as the election approaches, as we saw with some of the results last night, it's not just on a national scale. So we're going to have to get organized with what's called a local election guide, which a lot of local Republican parties put together. Because when you go in to vote, most people don't even know who half of these positions are, so they just skip it. They're not paying attention to who's on the city council and which the sheriff is and the judges and all these things. So, you know, there are certain groups, conservative groups in locals in your cities, which will put together those guys for that. And getting back to the book, in the church hearing document that exposed Operation Mockingbird in the 1970s, they admit not only that were they funding books that they knew were, you know, commercially unviable just for the propaganda purposes, but they acknowledged, the CIA, that a book is one of the most powerful forms of transmitting knowledge, more powerful than a radio broadcast or a newspaper. And it's because it's a deep dive into the material. And they admit that books are the most powerful device for changing people's views regarding political issues in the long term. And so for people who should get the book, get mine and get Alex's from Amazon, and then that way the algorithm will hopefully link them up so that it'll be recommended. And when you go to look at one, it'll show the other one right next to it. And we're up against a tremendous machine. We're making some progress. Thankfully, we have Twitter is free. And have you noticed, one of the things that I think people have not talked about enough is freeing of the trending list on Twitter. Because remember all these bizarre fake trends that created these self-fulfilling prophecies, all the invented LGBTQ holidays, all of the garbage Marxist topics that they would manually insert in order to create a self-fulfilling prophecy to try to get people convinced that those were actually popular so people start talking about them. And the Twitter files revealed something else interesting that didn't get enough coverage that it deserves, and that is the fact that the military was using Twitter and bot accounts in order to create and drive narratives and have fake discussions. That was exposed. That's called Operation Earnest Voice, is the software that the military uses. Now, that term was not in the Twitter files, but they did admit that they whitelisted, the previous ownership whitelisted the use of the military using fake accounts and bots.
Totally illegal. Mockingbird 2.0, totally vindicated. Mark Dice, The War on Conservatives by Mark Dice, Amazon.com. Mark, not once a year, damn it. Join us again at least every few months. We love you, brother. Talk to you soon. Thanks for your defense of the First Amendment. I really appreciate you.
Appreciate it. Been back at you.
Get his book right now, The War on Conservatives, and get the great...
Finally, after close to a year, in early November, where I'm cutting this ad, we finally got one of our flagship products back in stock, Ultra 12. The highest quality vitamin B12 organic. You take it out of the tongue so you get better absorption of the body through your blood vessels. And what it does to every system in your body is simply incredible. It's the natural, clean energy, focus, immune system, everything. And it's 40% off exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. This has been rated as the best B12 in the country. It's available from a top lab that we private label it through at InfoWarsStore.com. Ultra 12, vitamin B12, taken sublingually, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Or you can call toll-free and order it as well, 888-253-3139. And Ultra 12 funds the InfoWar as well.
Lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.
All right, the great Kate Daly's about to take over. And then Owen Schroyer at 3 p.m. Oh, sorry. He's in solitary confinement for free speech in the prison, calling out of prison, which is legal, and in prison for free speech. So pray for Owen. We'll have a great guest host, 3 p.m. Central, 54 minutes from now. Here's some of the latest articles on InfoWars.com. U.S. Army propaganda shift from woke to all-white male recruitment ads fueling speculation of impending war by Adan Salazar. Pretty darn important. Watch, because they're obsessed with race, folks. Anything they do like that is important. Hillary Clinton tells The View Trump is next Hitler. She spews 1984 doublethink talking points. Massive chemical plant explosion in Texas, in Shepherd, Texas, evacuating the area. Another shock video from Texas. Texas trooper shocked as illegals fall out of stolen car, clown car, during wild pursuit. That's just some of the news that we are breaking down and laying out today. Again, I want to thank you all for joining us. I want to thank you all for supporting us. If I had the support we needed and I'm not bitching or complaining, I would plug, you know, like, 2 minutes a day, but we are barely still on air. We're having bigger effects than ever thanks to you sharing the links and articles, but we need the financial support, plus we have products you need. Ultra 12, the best B12, does incredible things. Back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com. My book, The Great Awakening, How to Defeat the Globalist and Launch the Second Great Renaissance. It's all there. Storable food, the highest quality, ready to ship, highest quality water filtration, lowest prices. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. I got a few other articles I want to hit before our guest host takes over here, but I wanted to play another clip for all of you. I thought this was a meme when I sent it to the crew this morning. Then they found the clip. This is real. This is Zelensky, who's the dictator. He's outlawed all the other political parties, put the Christians in jail, all of it. This is Zelensky. This is clip 9. Is now directly asking for public loans, promising he will pay you back after the war. I thought this was a AI joke. This is real.
If you can't give us some financial support, okay, please, give us a credit, and we will give you back money after the war.
That is not a joke, ladies and gentlemen. That is absolutely real. Now, I want to play clip 2. This is Senator Josh Hawley. Facebook was ignoring child sex abuse material on their platform. They were gleefully censoring free speech on COVID and school board meetings at the behest of the Biden administration. That's clip 2. Here it is.
Case filed by my home state, Missouri versus Biden. Landmark First Amendment case. In which two federal courts, federal district court and a federal court of appeals, have found that Facebook, among others, actively coordinated with the present administration to censor First Amendment protected speech. Not this garbage that is not protected by anything in our Constitution, but First Amendment protected speech. Here's what gets me. What the courts found, this is in the record, this is factual findings, is that Facebook devoted all kinds of resources and people, actual human people, to doing things like monitoring posts on COVID-19 vaccine efficacy. There's one example of a parent in my home state of Missouri who wanted to post something about a school board meeting. Facebook used human moderators to go and take down that post. That was important. That has to come down. We can't have them posting about school board meetings, for heaven's sake. But the things that your daughter experienced, this ring of pedophiles, rings plural, that Facebook just can't find the time for. They just don't have the resources for it. That we just have to leave to, you know, let the market have its effect. Let AI do its job. We just don't have the resources for it. They had plenty of resources to censor First Amendment speech. No resources to protect our children. Absolutely unconscionable.
And that's their game plan. The censorship is for everybody, AI run. That's why I accept anybody being censored, you get censored. Even the most hated speech should be protected. But once they censor you, they can lie about you and say you said things you never said, in Trump's case, and my case, and many others. Syndicated talk show host Kate Daly with her special guest takes over now.
Hey, thanks, Alex, so much. Appreciate that. Yeah, we have a lot going on today, but I do want to concentrate our efforts in this hour with my special guest, Jonathan Hollerman, because this is an important topic. We have obvious open borders. We have the airports full of illegals down on our southern border. Intelligence is now prepping us, literally prepping us, that there's lots of lapses going on. Maybe, you know, something big's about to happen because of, you know, their lapses, which I don't believe at all. And now we're realizing that an EMP is very possible because they need a big event, right? There needs to be a big event, right, to tie us in and get us emotional about what's going on in the Middle East, too, and about the fact that they have control over this country right now. But what I'd like to talk about with Jonathan Hollerman is not only how to prepare for this, but how to maybe stop it from happening in the first place. And I think Jonathan's on a mission to make sure people are very awake so we can stop it, stop this from going on in the first place. So Jonathan Hollerman, griddownconsulting.com and also emptaskforce.us. He is the deputy director, U.S. Task Force on National and Homeland Security, former military SERE, survival, evasion, resistance, and escape instructor, best-selling author on preparedness, electromagnetic Defense Task Force, senior fellow at Impact America, Secure the Grid Coalition, president of Grid Down Consulting. I could go on and on for an hour. Jonathan Hollerman, welcome. How are you?
Great, Kate. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. I'm excited to talk with you because this is such an important topic and people aren't talking about it enough. And I really feel like I have felt as though This is the thing that could happen here very easily, and I have a feeling you probably agree with that because we haven't done much to shore up ourselves from this going on. What is the state of our country in where is the state of our country, kind of a state of the union, if you will, on where we're at right now in even preparing for this, thinking about it, doing anything about it? Where are we at as a nation?
When we're talking about that, I assume we're talking about the potential of a nationwide grid down event or a large scale grid down event in this country. And if I were to grade the government at this point, I'd give them about a 5 to 7% success rate at this point. We spent over 20 years. The Congressional EMP Commission warned Congress in 2004 that a failure to harden America's electric grid and protect the American people could result in up to 9 out of 10 Americans dying through starvation, disease, societal collapse, because this type of grid down event isn't a short-term disaster. We're talking potentially being without the grid for multiple years before the first high voltage transformers come up. So since that time, the federal government has done next to nothing. I was a member of the Electromagnetic Defense Task Force, which is a joint military wargaming operation. All the alphabet agencies were there, and we spent 3 days wargaming a long-term grid down event in this country. And the American people need to understand that there is zero government plan, there is zero military plan, and there is zero plan at FEMA to deal with a nationwide grid down event. So the legislation that we've tried to get through, going all the way back to the SHIELD Act with Trent Franks almost 20 years ago, every time we get legislation into Congress, the electric utility lobby, they come in and they basically crush it. So We're in a spot where the American people don't understand the threats that this country faces. This is America's Achilles heel. And if we don't take it seriously soon, it could be very, very catastrophic.
Let's talk about the electric grid and why it hasn't been hardened. Let's talk about electric utilities. You just brought that up, the lobbies. Will you expand on that a little bit more?
Sure. So when you go and you buy a car, every car has to have a seatbelt. When you get on a plane, you just are reassured that the FAA is looking over those planes. When you buy a can of soup at the store, you just trust it's the FDA is inspecting those canning facilities. What most people don't realize, the electric utility industry is the only and the last industry in this country, major industry, that has zero federal regulation and oversight into it. So they basically write their own critical infrastructure protection standards. They enforce their own critical infrastructure protection standards through an organization called NERC. That's the North American Energy Reliability Corporation. And that is kind of their overarching lobbying organization, but it's also their enforcement mechanism. So how this works is an electric utility company will write their own SIP standards.
In a world where financial landscapes can change rapidly, safeguarding your savings and retirement accounts is paramount. Direct Bullion USA is more than just the number one rated gold bullion dealer in America. We're your trusted partner in navigating the uncertainties of hyperinflation and political upheaval around the world. Direct Bullion USA can provide you with the knowledge and resources to fortify your financial stability and protect what matters most. Call us now at 888-787-GOLD. Precious metals like gold and silver have been a safe haven investment for hundreds of years. Get started when you call Direct Bullion USA at 888-787-4653 and get your free gold investing starter kit today. All it takes is one call to 888-787-GOLD. Take control of your retirement and protect your future with Direct Bullion USA. Call 888-787-4653. That's 888-787-GOLD.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Biden's first day in office, you know, he got rid of all Trump's executive orders, including this one. So, you know, as of right now, that same company that we know for a fact is building back doors into high voltage transformers that can be accessed from China remotely, they're still selling them. They're still being implemented. Master Sergeant Michael Mabee's got, he tracks how many are in the country. I think it's something like 20% of New York and Las Vegas are controlled by these Chinese transformers, and they're scattered throughout the country. So this is just, it's kind of absurd that we know what they're doing and we're still using this equipment from this company.
And not only backdoors, if something goes down, in order to fix it, they hold the cards, they hold the parts. It's almost impossible to yes?
Yeah, these high voltage transformers, they're built specifically for each location. I mentioned they're 400 tons. They take 24 to 36 months to build, which is why it's so dangerous if an EMP, a solar flare, a massive cyber attack or some kind of event takes out these high voltage transformers. We're not getting the first one onto our shores for at least 2 years. So at minimum, this country's 2 years without electricity. And today, every aspect of human life revolves around electricity. Every aspect, every critical infrastructure in this country, from natural gas to electricity to sewage to the banking. We're talking about no TV, no internet, no heater AC in your house, no interstate trucking, which is the big one, which means no food gets resupplied at the grocery stores. So whatever food is in your town, whatever food is at your grocery store, when that's looted 3 days later, there's no more food that's going to be getting delivered. Gas pumps don't work. There is no interstate trucking. You're looking at large cities that have their red lights and their lights are all going to go out. And so you're going to have gridlock traffic. The police aren't going to be able to get around. 911 doesn't work. The police radios and the fire department radios don't work. Even if they could get somewhere, there's no water pressure in the water mains to even put out a fire. I mean, I lived in many years in the city of Pittsburgh, and there's a lot of old row houses. And I mean, there's entire sections of town. You know, if it's wintertime, somebody tries to do something to heat their house and the house catches on fire, you can lose entire sections of that city from fire. So this is a very serious, very real threat. Like I said, the Electromagnetic Defense Task Force, the EDTF, we studied this for days and days and days, and it was just a completely eye-opening thing for me. If you don't care, I'll keep going on some of my experience there as
please,
well.
Please do.
Okay, because a couple of the big things that shocked me, that was a wargaming event, LeMay Wargaming Institute down at Maxwell Air Force Base, and the last one here was 2019, and a couple of the things that came out of there is our Nuclear Regulatory Commission, they're only required to have up to 7 days, unless it's changed since then, 7 days of backup diesel on location for the diesel pumps that keep the water flowing over the spent fuel rods, okay? So if you don't know, all the spent fuel rods from a nuclear facility have to be kept on site. You have to have consistent water flowing into those cooling pools or it's going to overheat, it's going to steam off, and then you're going to have an explosion. You're going to have a Fukushima. So those, we found out that their diesel generators had never been EMP tested, if that's not the biggest oversight in history. The one thing we want running, those pumps, because we have 99 nuclear facilities in this country, so those had never been EMP tested. They, like I said, they only had 7 days of backup diesel, on site to fuel those pumps. And the big thing for me was they had a civilian contract for resupply. We just talked about no trucker is going to drive from Texas and drive across the country. Even if they could, there's no way for them to resupply. We're talking gridlock traffic in different areas of the country. They're going to have to go through cities. We have potential ambushes for that fuel. I mean, obviously people are going to be desperate and looking for resources like that. So this idea, even if they did get the first shipment 7 days in, which I'm not convinced that they could get it to all 99 sites, what happens after that?
Uh-huh.
What about 7 days later and then 7 days later after that? They didn't have much food. At the first year, they didn't have any food, but we convinced them to put some food and cots there for their there has to be a minimum amount of people pushing buttons and pulling levers to keep that facility functioning. It's not a lot of people, and they need a security team there at each nuclear facility. And what we discovered was they put stuff there, and I brought up the point. I was like, you know, if you expect these critical people to stay there, you have to bring their family and their children in too. Like this idea that some guy out of the kindness of his own heart, when there's looting and rioting, the world's falling apart, he can see the town over the hill where his wife and kids live is on fire. That gal's going home. Period. The security team, they're going home at some point to check on their wife and their kids. So and they're like, oh, we can't do that because of security clearances, and you know, it'd be too difficult for children. And I was kind of like, so what? Just put the extra food and cots there. Just put it there, and you know, make it a game day decision after the fact. But I don't know. There were so many things at that that conference that I discovered the complete lack of any kind of centralized plan to deal with this type of event means that, you know, the Hollywood movies where there's box trucks rolling down past an MRE, none of that stuff's going to happen. The military bases are 99% reliant on the civilian electric grid. They've warned Congress if we lose the electric grid, the military has said that they are unable to function. They have less than 48 hours of backup diesel on their facilities. They have their food comes on a truck every 2 days onto the base, just like everywhere else. They have civilian chow halls. None of that equipment's going to function, even cook the food. And we're just scratching the tip of the iceberg of how devastating a nationwide grid down event. And we just can't seem to get the legislators to take this seriously and harden our grid. When Russia's already got their grid hardened, China's hardening theirs. Israel's got a mostly hardened grid. They've been working on that for a while, but we're the one country that's most susceptible to this, that we're not really doing anything.
I have a feeling that those that actually run the country really like it that way. And, you know, we talk about like a nuke attack on a city because doing in the whole country would, so obviously we could shoot that down, but a nuke attack, or we talk about some of these things that could come, but this is actually the one thing that could come that isn't talked about. We have the wheel of fear, the ridiculous wheel of fear. You have people wearing masks all over the country that look like total morons right now because they're fearing a germ. This is what I fear. This is the real wheel of fear, is what happens a week later? What happens when all of that, this comes down? Because we've seen internet outages, especially around election time, which is kind of interesting. And we see all these internet outages. We see the FCC doing a vote next week about taking full control, King Dingling and his administration taking full control over the internet. But the internet's a small slice of this. What happens when even just that happens, we see havoc. So can we even imagine what it looks like a week later after a total EMP with no facilities, no sanitation, nothing going on? And I can't even imagine that. And so when we come back after the break, I want to talk about what people can do. And I mean, seriously do, because there's a lot of ideas. Build a fortress, do all of these things. But you actually have some ideas that are probably a little bit less talked about, things that we don't really get into on the air. And I think that this is going to be really interesting for people to listen to, because there's a whole nother side of this, is think this out kind of mentality. What does it actually look like? What should you do? What kind of place should you be in? That maybe doesn't draw attention. And also, what are some of the things we can do as communities? Because the last thing I'm going to do is rely on the FEMA, because FEMA makes a mess of every single thing that they do. Look what they did to Maui. So I don't rely on FEMA or the government or anything. We've got to rely on ourselves.
Please remember, we are listener supported, and we've got something back in stock that everybody needs that is so good to have in your medicine cabinet. Supports the broadcast. We've got the best 30 parts per million colloidal silver out there. It's Silver Bullet. It's at InfoWarsStore.com. And if you want to support the show, plus have something in your medicine cabinet, have to give to others. It's topical. You can also take it orally. It really does a lot of amazing things, anti-infection, you name it. Nothing's a silver bullet, but it's as close to a silver bullet as you're going to get. Silver Bullet, back in stock, discounted, InfoWarsStore.com. BrainForceLive.com. And we also have BrainForce Ultra, the incredible fast-acting nootropic back in stock, 60% off, part of the big sale. The new sale we've got, immune support, organic green fibers, 50% off. Those are both incredible. Vitamin D3 gummies, amazing. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host from the Kate Daly Show. Nice to be with you today. And, you know, a sobering topic. I mean, I don't jump off a bridge radio, but at the same time, this is actually a real fear instead of all the wheels of fear that the government hands us. But I have Deputy Director, U.S. Task Force of National and Homeland Security, Jonathan Hollerman, who's on with me today. And an important guest, because you need to listen to where we're at right now as a nation, because an EMP attack could remain anonymous. It could be devastating. It could take our nation down. And I don't think we realize the fallout. In fact, there is a obviously cause for concerns when it comes to supply chains, because that's one of the biggest things that would happen as well. And not only that, but straight up violence. So there's a lot of things that can happen. And I kind of want to walk through what a week like this looks like after an EMP attack. And there is a documentary, Grid Down, Power Up, documentary. Will you tell people how to find that, Jonathan?
Sure. The best way to find that is griddownpowerup.com. It's a fantastic, it's a 1 hour documentary that lays out where we are at as a country as far as not having a hardened grid. And they provide solutions on the back end. If you watch that documentary, please share it among your friends and family. On the back end of the website, they have the ability to write letters to your legislators to try and convince them to act on this legislation. It's a fantastic documentary. It's narrated by Dennis Quaid. So everybody, I would highly recommend that everybody check that documentary out.
Excellent. Thank you for that. And so grid down, power up. And also, I have to give a shout out to the novel series 299 Days by Glenn Tate. He wrote kind of some of the scenarios that could happen. Obviously, can't take our guns, so they would just make them illegal, or dip into everyone's bank account because banks aren't something that you can go to and get your money out of, right? In a case scenario like this, so gee, the government would just like to use that for a while and then never give it back to you. Those types of scenarios. What does this look like 7 days in that I don't think people are prepared for? What does an EMP attack in our country look like 7 days in?
Sure. So I'm not 100% sure what the situation was with 299 days or what the catalyst was, in other words. But in the case of a long-term grid down event by EMP, solar flare, a cyber attack, or even a physical attack could bring down the national electric grid. What we're looking at, everything stops. The Congressional EMP Commission called it a continental time machine, sending us back 200 years civilization. But we do not have the life skills. We do not have the infrastructure. We don't have the horse-drawn plows, the Pony Express. We don't have the telegraph system. We just don't have any of that today. So what you're going to see is everything basically just stops where it's at. There's going to be a ton of confusion because, again, I mentioned you're not going to have cell phones. Yeah. You're not going to have TV, internet, radio. There's going to be no information floating around. So the first day, I would expect the first night, your typical looting and rioting that would happen in this type of event where people are stealing sneakers and TVs and that sort of thing. But going on to day two, night two, day three, you're going to be looking at the grocery stores getting cleaned out pretty quickly. People are going to figure out this situation's different. Everything's not working. A large percentage of the electronics could be destroyed. So you're going to see people panicking very quickly. And after that first 3 days, let's talk about the police and the firefighters and the hospital workers and all the people, the linemen that keep everything functioning. We just talked about the people that work at the nuclear facilities. At some point, all these these people that we trust and rely on to maintain law and order in this country, they're going to go home. Like I was mentioning, the police, their radios aren't going to work. The 911 system isn't working. In the big cities, there's going to be gridlock traffic because none of the lights work. A certain percentage of cars, if it was an EMP, are going to be dead in the middle of the road. It's just going to shut everything down. Even if they could arrest somebody, the jails aren't functioning. The water and sewer and the lights aren't functioning. I'm sure the judge probably isn't coming into work after day two or three. Well, it's just, what do you do? And the firefighters, they're not going to be able to function. At some point, these people, justifiably so, are going to go home and take care of their immediate families. And I don't blame them for that. Same with hospital workers, nurses. They're going to run out of supplies. The backup generators, if they've been needing EMP hard, are going to run out after a couple of days. So. And the hospital's going to be overwhelmed. It's just going to be a very terrible situation. And we're just talking the first 3 or 4 days, right? So if you start fast-forwarding forward, you get to 2 weeks, 3 weeks, when most people at that point have eaten through all the food in their house. I mean, the rioting and looting is going to escalate and escalate because there's no police, there's no military, there's nobody to put that kind of event down. So that's going to be escalating. Violence is going to be escalating. When people really start running out of food, this is where most Americans, the legislators, the utility executives, they don't get the aftermath. They don't understand what's really coming for this country. At the end of the last EDTF, General Quast and the leadership had asked me to write a report. My background as a SEER survival instructor. I had some experience with going without food and dealing with people, putting them in hunger situations. But I spent many years researching starvation. I read Philip Zimbardo, the Minnesota Starvation Experiment, looking at different psychological studies, but more importantly, looking at history, the Holodomor, the Chinese famine, the Bengal famine, the what happened in Bosnia, the conditions in the Warsaw Ghetto. And so they asked me to write a report for military training there at the LeMay Wargaming Institute on starvation. So I have that report. It's free to download. It's 122 pages long. It's called Grid Down, Death of a Nation, The Psychology and Physiology of Human Desperation, Starvation, and Living Without Rule of Law in a Prolonged Grid Down Event. I realize it's a long title, Grid Down, Death of a Nation, okay? But the point is I wrote that 122-page report to basically paint the picture that nobody else seems to be getting of people just think like we've evolved past the caveman days, that we're all going to stand around, hold hands, sing kumbaya, and we are going to, you know, fix the problem and we're going to work together. And I would agree that is true. As a nation, we've proved that time and time again for the first week or two. When people start to actually starve to death and die, there's no amount of central planning that's going to hold that together. So, yeah, I that is my mission in life. That report is kind of the culmination of my life's work. I mean, I've written 5 other books on this topic, but that report, you can download it for free at emptaskforce.us or my site, griddownconsulting.com. And I recommend read it. It's heavy reading when you start looking at the firsthand accounts from some of these periods of time in history where the societies they had life skills we don't even dream about. Their social cohesion was amazing.
Yeah, the Bosnia one was scary because it talked about the government going down so quickly and everything becoming so chaotic. And it really kind of pointed to the fact that building the fortress thing is an interesting idea. What are your thoughts on building? I know we only have about a minute and a half left before we go to break, but we are going to attack this on the other side of the break too. But what are your thoughts on building a fortress? That's the first thing people want to do.
Right. I consider that building the Alamo, and I believe it's probably going to end the same way the Alamo is. I believe your best chance, if you read that report, you're going to see the biggest threat to your life is going to be lack of food, and threats from other two-legged people, right? The less human interaction you can have in that kind of environment, the best chance of your long-term survival of you and your family. So, yeah, I'd be happy to talk more about it on the back end.
To draw attention to yourself is not something you want to do. And if you have a generator and no one else does, everyone in the neighborhood is going to know because they're going to be able to hear it. And the other thing is, in Bosnia, they actually made their homes look like not a fortress. In fact, it was almost like don't look here kind of situation because you don't want people in that scenario. The other thing was any trading that goes on, do it away from your place of residence because you don't want people to know what you have and what you don't have. And that was another thing that came out that was really helpful. When we come back, we'll talk more on this because I know a lot of people have questions. What do they put money into? What should they actually do? And I know that's a tough question to answer because it really depends on everyone's situation, where you live and so forth. But we'll cover some of that when we come back with Jonathan Hollerman. He is the deputy director of this EMP task force. So just the person we need to talk to about this. Be right back on the Alex Jones Show. I'm Kate.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it?
I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Welcome back on the Alex Jones Show. So great to have you listening to this because this is a really important topic. I know there's a lot going on today, elections and all kinds of stuff happening today. But you know what? I think actually this is the one thing that they could do and get away with doing, and it would impact our entire nation. And that's what's scary about this. I have Jonathan Hollerman on from EMPTaskForce.us. And he is the deputy director of the U.S. Task Force on National and Homeland Security. And, of course, GridDownConsulting.com and all, a host of different things. There's documentaries. You have a new book out, Survival Threat 2. There's all kinds of really wonderful things that you should be immersed in to try to plan for this. Some of my favorite movies, Jonathan, end with the citizenry doing something unique, not planned on, you know, you don't see it coming, and a plan of sorts to surprise those in power, right? And when they come up with things that can combat what is being done to them, and they can band together, utilize smart ways to win no matter what's thrown at them, and that's what we're going to have to do in a case scenario like this, especially when it gets down to really hard times in this kind of scenario. How to train for this? What kind of equipment should we have, should we concentrate on? Hand crank radios to communicate, or how do we communicate with each other? How to band together as neighborhoods? What's your advice on these types of things? How do we train for this?
Well, you asked about 14 questions there. So, as far as an overarching, how do we train for this? I think education. Yeah. So I would say this is kind of part of the problem in the preparedness community is a lot of times people operate their preparedness in fear. They will hear of something coming. Obviously, we're talking about a very horrific type of event that we could face in our lifetime. And people get scared, and then they rush out, and they just start buying stuff, and they start doing stuff.
Right.
Any general that's looking at a battlefield or planning a battle into the future, he wants every piece of data on that battlefield, the troops that are going to be facing, what kind of weapons have, what are the weather conditions. He wants every piece of information before he starts planning. And I would say the same is true of this. Before you rush out and just start buying all those things that you just mentioned, you need to understand the operating environment and the world you're going to be facing, because there's a lot of channels out there that are going to scare you and then sell you something on the back end of that, right? So, yes, I am kind of preaching a scary message here, but my message is to go out and learn more before you start buying stuff. So with that said, I think a couple of the big threats that people need to understand is the chances of surviving this type of scenario inside of an urban or suburban environment is going to be very, very difficult. I mean, you alluded to the Bosnian conflict, and you were telling some stories. The number one book I recommend that people read, one of the number one top books I recommend, is Selko Begovic, The Dark Secrets of SHTF Survival. He lived in a modern city in the late 90s that got cut off from resupply. They were surrounded, and he talks about how it fell apart street by street, block by block. Eventually, warlords took over. I mean, a couple caveats to his story is the fact that they did get occasional food drops, and you were able to negotiate with warlords for some food, but everybody was starving. Everybody was eating moldy bread, so I don't want to twist it either. And there were horrible atrocities that he witnessed that the American people aren't prepared to see and to experience. So, I mean, that's a fantastic book on this topic. But one of the things that he said, I think it was in the preface of this book, was that if he had the ability to go back and do it over, he would have gotten out of the city before that was surrounded and the power was cut off. He was young, and he wanted to see how things were. He wanted to be part of history and see how it went down. But if he could go back, he would have gotten out. And that's my philosophy as well, is your best chance of surviving this particular scenario. I'm not talking about if there's a hurricane, you need to run to the mountains. But if this type of scenario happens, a long-term grid-down event, I just earlier mentioned, the first Transformers aren't getting here for 2 years. We're 2 years without power. And most people don't have the ability to take themselves out of the world we live in, their normalcy bias, and imagine a world a year from now where 90% of the American people have died from disease, starvation, violence. Warlords are running the city. Cholera, dysentery, these are common things again. This, you know, multiple cities burning down to the ground just because they can't put the fires out. There's so many. We're scratching the surface. So, again, my philosophy is if you try and build a fortress in the middle of that environment, you may last longer than your neighbors, but at some point there's going to be a bigger, badder group that's going to come along, and somebody's going to be eating the food you put away for your kids, and you're probably going to end up in a ditch somewhere. So I know that sounds harsh, but a lot of these people that are really pushing the urban prepping myth for this type of long-term scenario, I would read the report that I mentioned that I wrote, and I think your opinion on living around 50, 100, 2 million people surrounding you is probably going to change.
Have a way to get out. Griddownconsulting.com, by the way, and emptaskforce.us. The other resource as well. And he's got a wonderful new book, Survival Threat 2, right?
Survival Theory 2, yes.
Theory 2, sorry about that. I'm the name murderer, so there you go. But I look at some of the things that you just talked about, and that is get out, that is, don't wait around. People want to think that they're going to garden once something like this happens, but like me, I kill fake plants, so it would be a very difficult thing for me to do to start gardening once everything goes down. There are ways you can garden in your own home, though. There are things that you can utilize in your own house and ways to garden in your own house. But again, a lot of it utilizing electricity. We don't realize how much we are dependent. And when you were talking about the past, we are so dependent on electricity. And so we think we're smarter and better than all the people that lived centuries ago, which is so untrue. We're actually just more dependent than anyone else in history without realizing it. Yes?
100%. Every aspect of human life today revolves around electricity. And people just don't understand the gravity of that statement. But nothing functions. We just don't have the life skills. Back in the early 1900s, over 30% of the population farmed. Today, it's less than 2% of our population feed the rest of the other 98%. Yeah. And I would say the 2% that grow those farms is large-scale farming, and they don't have the knowledge on root cellaring and
Think about the fact that you go and you think, well, I can go get another tank of gas and I can get somewhere. Can you? Because those rely on internet too. So if you have a place that's far away, how are you going to get there? And is it reverting back to pioneer times at the very least? Who knows? It's just that I know that when people are in this circumstance in a hurricane, I had a sister-in-law that was, and she said, my whole day revolved around cooking one meal, one big meal. And it was the entire day that it took to do that without all of these methods. And we don't sit and look at some of the equipment we have and utilize it. We just save it for that rainy day. But that's pretty dangerous too. I mean, we should be in a situation where we're kind of living some of these circumstances out just to see how everything works, shouldn't we?
Absolutely. Maybe. So a lot of people want to talk about survival skills and there's this idea that you're going to go live off the land, live off the mountains, right, like the Legend of McDodge, and everything's going to be just fine. 99.5% of the people that claim they're going to do that do not have – I've actually done that for long periods of time in my SEER training. And most people do not have those life skills. And even if you could convince me, you were raised by a pack of wolves in Alaska, left on the side of the road as a child, and you actually have these life skills, you can't convince me of the other 99% of the people in the same patch of woods as you that are fighting for every last deer that doesn't exist anymore. So it's just that's not a good strategy is to try and go live off the land. But as far as the thing you need to be focusing on are traditional life skills. Gardening, canning, root cellaring. These are the skills that our forefathers knew that crossed the Great Divide that we don't have anymore. And those are the type of skills and one last thing, like a garden. Most people don't realize how large of a garden you need to grow to store to live until the entire next harvest season. You have to grow an incredibly large garden. You have to understand how to store it.
Yeah.
And most people that buy a seed vault and a book on gardening and they think they're just going to wing it when the time comes, I got news for you. You're going to fail that first year and your life depends on it.
Yeah. We need to get more prepared, spiritually prepared. We need to get physically prepared, get healthy. That's why supplements are a really good thing to have right now. And also a lot of skill set on medicines that are not pharma, which we shouldn't be on anyway right now. We should be taking ourselves clear away from pharma, very dangerous. So thank you, Jonathan Hollerman. I'm so glad you joined me, Deputy Director of the U.S. Task Force on National and Homeland Security, griddownconsulting.com, and, of course, Survival Theory 2, the book. Go get it. Thanks so much for joining me. Scary, but thank you. I really appreciate it on the Alex Jones Show.
Thank you, Kate.
Appreciate you guys listening. Yeah, thank you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.